How do you take it? Four times a day, four meals and bedtime every day. You think I'm kidding you. I'm telling you. It is a key to divine health. It is a light to your feet. A light to your way and a opening to your path that you will not stumble. He sent his word and healed you. I have followed that since God witnessed it to me in 1975. That is my medicine. I stand before you today and say, that is my medicine. At one time, I was a bad asthmatic. I stayed on cortisone and all kind of drugs. I had recurrent pneumonias. I've been in the hospital a number of times. I always said every doctor and every nurse ought to spend at least a week in intensive care. That is an experience that you won't forget. And I think they should understand that they should have that wonderful experience. Then they could have a little more empathy for people in there. But God healed my asthma. I was in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal at the time. I was in a coveted Catholic community of saved Catholics. Had 120 people, 120 families, I'm sorry, in this group. And I got healed. I went to a renewal in Dallas, Texas, and stood up with 1,000 other people in Denton Stadium, and Francis McNutt prayed about a minute and a half, and God healed me. He literally healed me. I went home, and all the Cushnoid swelling in my face was gone. I poured all the medicine out. Francis said, now don't do anything foolish now. Don't come off your medicine. Go see your doctor. Well, I went home and I looked at my face, and God had witnessed to me, and I poured up my medicine. And I've never taken another pill since. I won't say I hadn't been sick. Okay? I won't say I hadn't been sick. I haven't had symptoms. But I absolutely refuse to accept it, and that is my medicine. And all I have been to the point where you can buy and you can get so you can only buy and so forth. And after a while, you just say, Lord, I trust you. Though you slay me, still will I trust you. Lord, what can the devil do to me? He can only kill me and then I go to be with Jesus. Though you slay me, Lord, yet still will I trust you. Once I was attacked, and I can remember that I hurt so bad that I couldn't walk. And to get into the bathroom, I had to crawl in there. It took me a half a day, it seemed like. I didn't drink any more water for 2 days because I didn't want to have to go back. But you know, he healed me. It took another 6 weeks. And then when I walked, I couldn't stay up very long. I went back to practice. I stayed out of practice 2 weeks, and when I went back, I'd only work an hour or so before my chest hurt so bad I just had to stop. And I got ready to go to Bible camp, and I said, Lord, it's a 12-hour, it's a 10-hour drive. How am I going to make it? So I got in the car and started driving, and I got there. I got out, and I said, well, I'm going to go for a walk because I always walk 2 miles every day. And so I walked down through the woods and came back, and I realized that I had walked it in my normal half hour. I didn't have any chest pain and no shortness of breath, and God had healed me. He had restored me. And I say to you people, I'm not telling you to walk the way I walk, but I'm just telling you that's divine health. Now, I say to you that, all I can say to you is when you get sick, don't go running off to the doctor. Sit down and pray and ask God what's going on. Say, Lord, why are you trying to get my attention? And he got my attention during that time. Now, I tell you, I learned so much during that. I went through that period of 6 weeks. I mean, he had my sole attention. There wasn't anything distracted me from the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing. I mean, he gets your attention. Young lady was a praise team worshiper. She fell off of the, had a booth in the back where they control the sound and things. She stepped off and broke her ankle. And she called me in the middle of the night and she said, the demons are just attacking me something terrible. She says, I'm scared to death. She said, would you pray for me? I said, well, okay, I'll pray for you. Then I'll get dressed and come over there. Is your husband there? He said, yeah, he's here. I said, good, then I'll come. So, I went over and carried the Psalms. I had the Psalms on CD, singing, and she liked music. She's a very talented musician. And the Psalms were set to music. And so I carried those 6 CDs over there and placed them in her CD and just turned it on and put it on repeat and we bound all the demons. And I told her to quit taking the pain medicine. Now, you know, you got a broken bone. It hurts. But I bound pain in that thing, and I said, you can't come back. And I said, don't you take no more of that pain medicine, because it is altering your perception. She didn't have any more pain, and she was up walking within a week. And I said, you sit and you listen to it, and you sing these psalms all day. You hear what God is saying in those psalms, and you learn them, and you get your King James Bible out, and you look at those psalms, and you sing them with that music all day. That's what she did for 5 days, and suddenly she was healed. But she said God got her attention. I said, well, what, do you figure out why you did? She said, oh, yes, I understand why. I said, God got my attention. He's had my attention for a week now, and I know the way I should go. I tell you, people, when you get sick, start asking God. Come over here and get prayer from call Pastor Chris. He'll come by your house and bring an elder and pray for you. And ask God to touch you and raise you up. And wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Wait upon the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Forgives all my iniquities and heals all my diseases. Fills my mouth with good things, has pulled my life back from the pit, and renews my youth like the eagle. Those are healing scriptures that you need to put into your heart and believe. And that means you read them and say, God, make them real to me. Not just words. Make them real to me. And healing will be real to you. Put them in your heart. And how do you get them in your heart? You get them through the eye gate, through the ear gate. So you stand with your Bible and you read it out loud so you can hear what you're saying. That's the Oriental way. This is an Oriental book. This is not a book written by Western society. It was written by Oriental people. It's an Oriental book. Read it as an Oriental book. Read it aloud. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I bless you and I glorify you, Lord. You all realize that all these things are demons. They're all demons, and they come down into you. And they hide there. You've all heard people, these demons, speak out this weekend. And y'all heard a demon speak out of somebody? Nobody in here has heard a demon? Everybody heard a demon speak out, lift up their hand. Okay. Anybody going to be able to talk you out of it? You mean your folks going to be able to talk y'all out of it? I don't hear you. Okay. Now, I'll tell you another story. I got lots of stories. I was teaching a course on spiritual warfare. And I got to the spoken word, and I had some outlines that I wanted to hand out to my class for them to fill in and so forth. But my typist quit. Just quit. She said, "Doc, no, I can't do it anymore." I said, I just have to quit. Ever since I've got so many problems in my family, I just can't do it anymore. Okay. She's a nominal Christian lady. A real sweet girl I like, and but she just said she had to quit. And so I said, "I don't have the typist." So one of the girls said, "I'm a professional typist. Let me see that, doctor." I said, "I can whip this out in 2 or 3 hours for you." I said, "No problem with that. I can do this. It's okay. But with 3 weeks, we're going to talk about him. You take it and fix it and bring it back next week." She didn't speak about it the next week. So the next week, I asked her about it. And she said, "You know, Dr. Law, I have never seen anything like this in my life. I started typing this out, and the fonts would change on the computer. So it would be going along in 16 tile and 12 type, and it would go up to 16 type, and it would go down to 8 type, and then the type would change. It would go from Roman type to script type to other," and she named 4 or 5 other. I said, "Really? You mean that computer just changed by itself? And then when I get a page done, the whole top would disappear. It would just crash, go away. And the lines would be all, weren't right?" I said, "Really?" And she said, "The logo, the little dog icon that I use in Word, you know," said, "it would just disappear." And I tried to find it, and then the computer told me I had to reinstall it. And she said, "I've been for 2 weeks now, and I got one page typed." And said, "I was in my job, and I was working, you know, and praying and saying, 'God, what's wrong?' And he said, 'You need to bind the computer, bind the demon in your computer when you're typing the manuscript.'" She said, "This is a manuscript?" I said, "Well, I'm going to put it in a workbook I'm preparing, yeah." She said, I said, "A demon in your computer?" She said, "Yeah." I went home, and I laid hands on my video and on my keyboard and on my hard drive, my computer, and I bound the demon in it, and I cursed it, and I said it couldn't interfere anymore. So I typed 5 pages an hour and got it out done in 2 hours. I said, "Now, wait a minute. You telling me that you believe that in that piece of electronic equipment over there got a demon in it, and it kept messing up your typing?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Oh, come on now. Now, you know good and well that, I said, "this is a modern society. That's a modern machine. That's medieval to believe there's a demon in there." And she looked at me and she said, "Doc, no, you ain't going to talk me out of it." I said, "Good. I want you to witness it to the class." And so, yeah, problem with your computers, folks. Pray over them. Have problem with electronic equipment here in the church? Start praying on it and binding the demons in it. That may sound a little far out, but demons speaking out of people sounds far out until you realize that demons can be everywhere. Hallelujah. And if you worry about what folks are going to say about you, be prepared that the world, all that the whole world system lies in the lap of the evil one. Now we're going to, I have a handout that I want all of y'all to look at. And then we're going to go over this. Then I'm going to pray a blessing on you, if you will allow me. May I pray a blessing on you, a Father's blessing on you? Does anyone object?
We're a little shy on the handout, so we're wondering if the couples at New Wine, if you would take one per couple. We didn't have quite as enough. Particularly if you want to be sure the visitors get one. One per couple. Hopefully we'll have enough.
Everybody have access to one of these now. Okay. On the top, you will see something that says, Who Am I? Now, this is a reprint from Brother Neil Anderson in his book on Victory Over Darkness. He published in 1997. Now, Neil is a fine man. He and I have some small differences on demonic forces, but I think I probably have some differences with everybody. But we both agree that you need to know who you are in Jesus Christ. When I teach spiritual warfare, I spend most of my time teaching who you are and what is your authority. Because if you know who you are and what your authority is, the devil will tremble. He will tremble. And so I want you to look at that. Say, who am I? A child of God? A friend of Christ? Chosen by Christ to bear fruit? Christ's personal witness to tell everybody about him? I'm a child of God. I call him Father. I'm a new person. My past is forgotten. Everything is new. I'm the expression of the life of Christ because he is my life. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light, not of darkness. I am an enemy of the devil. I am born again in Christ, and the evil one, the devil, cannot touch me as long as you stay in him, under his wing. I have been given the mind of Christ. He gives me wisdom to make right choices. I have been bought with a price. I'm not my own. I belong to God. If God owns your body, you don't have a right to defile it. So he who defiles the temple of God, God will destroy. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay. I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I have direct access to God through the Spirit. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I have been forgiven of all my sins and set free. The debt against me has been canceled. Christ himself lives in me. I am firmly rooted in Christ and now feeling built up in him. I have been given the spirit of power, love, and self-control. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God. He will meet my needs lovingly and kindly. And there's about 100 more I could add. But this is enough for you to work on. I want you to sit down and look up these verses in the Bible and get them in context and write them out. Now I tell you, that which you hear me say, you'll retain about 20% of it. That which you hear me say and you read, you may retain 40% of it. That which you hear me say, that which you read and study and write down and review, you retain 99% of it. And you want this to go down into your heart. Only this is the Word of God, and it can change the human heart. Only God can change the human heart. I'm teaching a series now on renewal. How do you get renewed? What is the biblical process of getting renewed? Coming into the image of the living God. And so I want you to know who you are first. You need to know who you are in Jesus Christ. You need to be down in your spirit. And you say, well, I know who I am. You need to know these. You need to put them in your spirit. Let the Word of God percolate through you to bring you into the fullness of it. You might know it, but you need to come into the fullness of it so that you can stand on it. And that fear, that perfect love of God will run that fear out of you, and you won't have any torment anymore.
2nd page.
I want you to look at this. This is a reprint from Brother Derek Prince. Brother Prince said I could reprint this and give it away as long as I gave it away and I didn't charge for it. He wanted everybody in the world to have a copy of it. So it's from Brother Derek Prince. He calls it God's atomic bomb. The blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus. Now, the blood won't do you any good until you appropriate it. On the night of the Passover, when the death angel passed over Egypt, the Jews were told to go into the house and take a Passover lamb and to kill him and to catch the blood. And then they were told to take the blood outside and to take a hyssop plant, which is like a ragweed plant, and dip it in the basin of blood and to strike the doorpost and the lintel. And the death angel will see the blood and pass over. Now, if that man, the head of the household, had taken the blood and put it in the basin and stopped there, it wouldn't have done him any good at all. He had to proclaim that blood by putting it on the outside for the world to see. You need to proclaim what the Word of God says that the blood does for you. You need to tell the devil. You need to tell the demons. Oh, the demons don't like to hear about the blood. They don't like to hear about it. Why? Because it's the defeat. It is the thing that separates you from them. You're going to heaven. They are going to the pit. Unless you want to be one of their companions and not know Jesus Christ and be obedient to him. All right, it says, through the blood of Jesus. Now, you notice that blood is written by hand. I don't know how that got left out. But I think the demon stole it. I had 500 of them made. And they didn't say the blood of Jesus on them. So I had to write it in. I am redeemed by the hand of the devil. They, the believers on earth, overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That is, they testified what the Word says about the blood of Jesus. Psalms 107 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has redeemed by the hand of the devil. You ought to read that Psalm 107. I quoted part of it to you about he sent his word and healed them. You ought to read that. It's a long psalm, but it sends, he sends his word and heals you. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Well, you say, oh, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven, and I have been redeemed, ransomed out of the hand of the devil. The verse immediately preceding it says, by which I have been made accepted in the beloved. You're accepted because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Well, and that cleanses is a continuing, it's a continuing tense. It's not something, it's something that's going on all the time. And you say, well, what does that mean? He says, well, in that degree which we walk in the light and have fellowship one with another, the blood of Christ will continually cleanse you from sin. Okay? But if you aren't walking in the light, you're walking in darkness out there. That blood don't continually cleanse you until you repent and come out of the darkness. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. I change that a little bit and I say, Damon, Johnny has been tried in the ecclesiastical court in heaven, and he's been declared not guilty by the blood of Jesus. That's a legal term. Justified means you've been declared not guilty. You've been tried, and you've been declared not guilty. You've been justified, made righteous, just as if you've never sinned by the blood of Jesus. Romans 5:9, much more now, justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart for God. Hebrews 12:13 says that he might sanctify the people. Now, to sanctify means to make holy. Saints means the holy ones. Sanctify means to make you holy. So you have been sanctified, made holy. Therefore Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his blood, suffered without the gate. Demon Johnny has been sanctified. This is a holy child by the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got no right to something that's holy. It belongs to God. And you say, Johnny's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, ye of God? You're not your own, for you bought with a price. And I stopped there and saying the price was not corruptible gold or silver, but the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb without blemish. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. I think it's verse 6. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. And then you say, Satan, you have no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is an affirmation. You need to be able to quote this. The devil won't hit you when you are at home with your Bible and your concordance and all your notes. He's going to hit you when you're driving down. That blinding headache's going to hit you when you're driving down the freeway. And you need to be able to reach down into your heart and pull it out. But what did Jesus fight the devil with? The Word of God. More specifically, the book of Deuteronomy. That's a book that most modern scholars attacked as not being canonical, not being written by Moses, not being true scripture. But you know something? Neither Jesus nor the devil doubted its authenticity or its power. Only these modern atheistic scholars who are trying to want some sort of reason to make a name for themselves. Maybe they're getting their PhD, you know, and they got their original research here to show that because of this variation or that variation, it wasn't really written by Moses. And they believe it. I mean, you get shocked if you talk to some of these people that came out of the modern seminaries as to what they really believe. Well, people, it's 12:10. I'm going to stop now and say, anybody got any questions?
Yeah, we went to Bible school, my husband and I in San Antonio, and one of my teachers, when I saw that scripture that says his son shall follow them that believe, the teacher says, oh, sister, don't worry about that. That was for the apostles only. Inside of me, I just knew something was wrong. Keep in mind that I didn't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so I was just believing what he was telling me.
He said that verse was just for the apostles. Well, they can argue. But the thing is, and so they will say that a healing is from the devil. Can you imagine blaspheming God's spirit like that? What did God say to the Pharisees when he did miracles? And they say, why, he's working in a league with the Beelzebub. And he said, but the one thing that God will not forgive you is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. God bless them, O Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Lord, we just stand for all those people who have been deceived by the enemy. For the God of this world has blinded their eyes that they cannot see, and he's plugged up their ears so they cannot hear. Lord, just touch them, Lord. Pull the drape off of them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just lift that cloud off the mind that they can behold you. Lord, you say this covering, this blindness is removed in Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask you to touch them, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, we stand here and we bind that deception in the name of Jesus. And we loosen upon them the power of the Holy Spirit. We loosen upon them the baptism of the Holy Spirit that their eyes might be opened and they might have the power, Lord, to go forth and proclaim your name in its fullness, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask blessings on them, Lord. Blessings in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Always pray. Don't criticize people. Don't criticize those poor people. You know, they've been blinded. They've been blinded by the devil. You know, in lots of cases, some of those churches are warehousing people for hell. You know, and that's because the devil has blinded them. And we need to pray that God will open their eyes and they will come in to know Him, the true and the living God. And only the Holy Spirit can lift that veil off their eyes that they can see and pull down those strongholds. For we don't war against flesh and blood. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God to pull down the strongholds, to open up the eyes that they can behold the true and living God. Oh, God. When you pray for your lost relatives, bind the strongholds. Pull down those strongholds. What kind of stronghold are they hiding in? Have they been in some church that has blinded their eyes that they cannot see? Pull down that stronghold in the name of Jesus and loosen the Word of God into them. Binding and loosening is the key to the kingdom of God. And to you have been given the authority to bind and loose in your family in the area of the authority that God has raised you up. And the church has been given the authority to bind and loose. And it says when two or three are gathered together, or called together, and agree touching anything, they'll have what they ask for. Now anything, that encompasses everything. I asked you, you know, to come together as a church. Come together with your prayer partners. Come together with your coordinating groups. And bind the spirits of deception, for he has deceived, the devil has deceived the whole world. I was going to quote this to you the other night, and I didn't. Open your Bibles to Revelation. Chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 9. And it says, so the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old. People say, where does it say the serpent was the devil? It says it right here. The serpent of old. Called the devil of Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was in 2 Corinthians, it says, the God of this world has blinded their eyes that they cannot see. And so you bind those spirits of blindness. It's called a spirit of stupor. It's called the spirit of the deaf and dumb demon. It's called the spirit of stupor in Romans. And you need to bind that spirit of stupor over your household and your family and over these people that are deceived. You see, speaking in tongues is of the devil. God bless them. Bind that spirit of stupor that has blinded their eyes that they cannot see and their ears that they cannot hear, that they can come to the fullness of the knowledge of Jesus Christ and God's kingdom will go forth. Oh, God, have mercy on us, Lord. Raise up intercessors, Lord, to bind the spirits, to bind the power of the devil. Bind the power of the devil over Houston. You as a church can do that. You can bind the power over Houston and pull him down. Don't think the devil won't come against you. You be fight. But if you've got a church that's pulling, join together, God will put a shield over you. And he'll let a little flack come through so you know you're in a fight. But God will heal you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and praise you for these people. Now, Lord, I could talk for another hour and a half, but it's time for me to quit. I'm no longer teaching. I'm preaching up here now. But, oh, God, binding and loosening. Whatever you bind on this earth will have been bound in the heavens. Whatever you loosen on this earth will have been loosened in the heavens. And you need to bind salvation till you got wayward members in your family. Bind their feet to paths of righteousness. Loosen the Holy Ghost on them. Loosen conviction of their sins, repentance, and salvation. That God, they'll come to know the truth. Loose those spirits to go forth. Bind the spirits in the heaven, the deceiving spirits, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up now, unless we've been sitting now for a lot longer than I thought I was going to preach. I told Pastor I wasn't going to talk for about 30 minutes. Holy Ghost had other ideas. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let everybody praise Him. Come on now, stomp your feet a little bit and get your blood circulating up to your brain again. You know, your blood all settled out in your legs and in your fanny and gets away from your brain. And I want you to get your brain and that blood moving back up in the name of Jesus. For the life is in the blood. The soul is in the blood. We want it up in up here. Well, yeah, that soul will work better in the name of Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Dear Lord, y'all repeat after me. Dear Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified on the cross. For my sin, He was manifested in the flesh. Then He was crucified for my sin. He was raised from the dead for my justification. He ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of the Father. From there, He intercedes for me day and night. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am a member of the family of God. I have been translated out of this world. I am in this world, but not of this world. I am an ambassador to this world from the kingdom of God. I represent the Lord Jesus Christ, the commander of the host of God. And as His ambassador, I have the right to call upon the armed forces of the kingdom of God should I be attacked. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I rebuke the enemy. I rebuke the past. I stand today and say, I am an accepted child. I am a child of the living God. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke all self-hatred, all fear, all pride, all self-hatred, all perversion, all anxiety, all insecurity, all self-accusation. I bind them and I cast them out. I bind the spirits of pride, rebellion, stubbornness, witchcraft, bitterness, accusation. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of gluttony, bondage to drugs, bondage to the past, bondage to fear, bondage to inferiority. I break its power. I bind it. I cast it out. For it is written,
In Joel 2:32. Anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. Now all you spirits of self-hatred, fear, self-hatred, come on out of there in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind all the spirits of fear and self-hatred, of pride and bondage in the name of Jesus, and stubbornness. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. I loosen the hornets from heaven to drive them out in the name of Jesus. All those that are hiding, I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Just take a deep breath. Quit praying now and just take a deep breath and let them go. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! All of you! In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power and I speak healing to God's people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your healing grace fall now, Lord God. Everybody hold up their hands. Let your healing grace fall. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I stand with God's people now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I stand with them. And I stand before them, Lord, and with their permission, I stand as their father to pray a blessing on them. For the father that I stand for the father who never blessed them. I stand for the father who didn't understand in the name of Jesus. And I stand here, Lord Jesus, and I speak to them. And I thank you for allowing me to stand in faith for your father. I bless you, my children. For you are children of the living God. You've been adopted into a new family, the family of the living, all-powerful God. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. The word of God shall be a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your path, that you will not stumble as you meditate upon it. The word of God is life to those who find it and medicine to all their flesh. I bless you with all spiritual gifts that you might bear fruit, good fruit, fruit that lasts and brings glory to God. That you are the salt of the earth. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You shall go forth and prosper. You shall prosper as your soul prospers. You shall be prosperous. You shall be healthy and whole as your soul prospers. In the name of Jesus. I love you with an unconditional and everlasting love. I am proud of you. I accept you as you are, the person Jesus Christ envisioned before the foundation of the earth. I do not wish you to be anyone else but the person Christ created. As you follow the Holy Spirit, you shall be conformed to the image of the living God who created you. You'll bless my children with righteousness, shalom, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Shalom to thee. Health, wholeness, peace, prosperity, fullness. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I speak the shalom of God to you now. The health and the wholeness of God. Let your peace fall now, Lord God. The peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard their hearts and cry and minds in Christ Jesus. That you will be a garrison around them, Lord, as they praise you and bless you, Lord. And they thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I